Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Dankin Bring. That's D as in David, A, N as in Nancy, K, E, N as in Nancy, Bring, B-R-I-N-G. He was born 3/23/77. Chief complaint, chest pain. No, sorry. Chief complaint, headache, number one. Number two, cough. Number three, sinus pain. Number four, shortness of breath with coughing. Number four, body aches. Number five, history of fatigue and tiredness. Number six, lower extremity edema. Number seven, recent history of weight gain. Number eight, abdominal pain. Next one is diarrhea. Next one is palpitation. Next one is dizziness off and on. Palpitation is a 44-year-old gentleman, works for the county. He does a lot of maintenance and takes care of their heating and air conditioning mainly. He's married. His wife has had COVID, and then he's contracted COVID. Last night, he felt terrible, short of breath, cough, congestion, and the array of COVID symptoms. Paragraph comes in today. He tests positive for COVID. His O2 sat's okay at 97%, and his chest x-ray looks secretion retention, but no evidence of interstitial pneumonia at this time, period. New paragraph. He weighs 385 pounds. His wife has been after him to have a sleep study done, but he hasn't done so. I told him that's very important to do. Especially with COVID now, he's at a high risk of developing complications. Also, he needs a testosterone level check because of his other issues related to fatigue and other things, period. In the paragraph, immunization, never been immunized against COVID, medication, gabapentin, Flonase, allergy meds, lisinopril, medical problems, hypertension, history of herniated disc, surgery, none, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink on a regular basis, married, has children, works for the county, allergy, tramadol, family history, coronary artery disease, no colon cancer reported, breast cancer in grandmother, period. Oh, what else? He weighs 385 pounds, 97%, 98.2, 16, 84, 143 of 89. Heart, positive, home positive, stiff. Lungs, bronchi, abdomen, obese but soft. Neck, positive left adenopathy. Skin, shows no rash. TM, red. Posterior pharynx, red. Oral mucosa, dry. Lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Assessment, positive COVID-19. Number two, copious lymphadenopathy in the neck. Also, a few thyroid cysts noted, all less than 0.3 centimeter, mainly on the left side. Number four, echocardiogram shows a large right side. Definitely needs workup for sleep apnea in capital letters. I discussed this with patient again today. Number five, Decadron, 8 milligram now, Rosefenigram now. Next number is Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, Bromfen, DM. Next number is add vitamin D, aspirin, zinc, and vitamin C with exact dosages and frequency. Number four, as far as low extremity edema, no DVT was found in face of positive COVID. Next number, mild PVD noted. Next number, obesity. Next number, must lose weight. Next number, I explained to the patient that if he has sleep apnea and or low testosterone, it's going to be impossible for him to lose weight till he gets that under control. Next number, we also looked at his carotid because of dizziness and a family history of stroke. No evidence of a hemodynamically unstable blockage noted. Next number, abdomen, gallbladder, liver appears normal except for fatty liver. Next number, prostate slightly enlarged at 18 gram, borderline enlargement at 18 gram. Next number, no sign of DVT again. Upper and lower extremity, the muscle pain in the upper and lower extremity most related to the COVID infection. Next number, reevaluated in 3 days. Next number, signs of pneumonia and other complications of COVID discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.